Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Seamus carries forward 4 or 5 days at the end of every year. He has to take them before the end of March, and he does this so that he has days to play with, to get him through the dark, long winter months and the short days. And that is a good idea, Seamus, and more of us should do that. Now, how green are plug-in hybrid cars? Are you making a more environmentally friendly choice if you opt to drive one? Well, a new report looked at 800,000 European cars and has found that plug-in hybrid electric cars pollute almost as much as petrol cars. Geraldine Herbert is with us, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. So Geraldine, what have they found here? The old hybrid plug-ins, they're not reducing emissions, are they?
No, so essentially two things, Claire. Basically, the CO2 emissions from plug-in hybrids are almost 5 times what the official tests would suggest, and that they emit just 19% less CO2 per kilometre on average than petrol or diesel cars. So far from the green alternative that I think a lot of people think they are.
So what's happening there? I mean, people will think I'm doing a great thing. I'm plugging in the hybrid and I'm going on a short journey and I'm only using the electric element. But is it using an element of fossil fuel at the same time?
Yeah, the problem is the lab tests that are done that produce these official figures, basically they assume that drivers charge frequently and they maximise the electric only driving. And in reality, a lot of FEV owners don't actually charge as often as they could. They may not have a commute that actually works. They might do a lot of motorway driving. Also, the tests are done as in very short cycles, very gentle driving, warm temperatures, all of these kind of ideal situations. The other thing as well is the electric mode often is switched off, and the engine comes on during not only kind of high speeds, but, you know, anything or above the sort of normal speed. And also if you're doing uphill driving. So a lot of the time people think they're driving in electric mode and actually they're not. The petrol engine has switched in.
And people, when they have the backup of the or the security of the petrol backup, they'd probably opt for this type of car. It's sort of seen as a halfway house, isn't it, between going from your fully fossil fuel car to an electric car.
Yeah, the idea was that they would be the stepping stone, because you obviously get the benefit of the petrol engine if you're going on a long journey and the security that that brings. But also the idea is you install a home charger, you physically have to plug it in. So you get into that whole mode of charging. So that was the idea. But I mean, it depends how you look at it, Claire. It's either the best of both worlds for that reason, or it's the worst of both. The worst of both being that you're carrying around a heavy engine and a heavy battery. So when you're not using the battery, the fuel consumption is actually much higher because you're paying the weight penalty for that battery as well.
So if your intention is to try and reduce emissions, are you just better off now going for a fully electric car?
Well, you probably are if that's what suits you and you have the budget for it and everything, because I would definitely consider it, because, you know, you're not, unless you're really, really using them exactly the way you should, they're not working out as efficiently, definitely according to these figures. But also there's two things that can go wrong. You have both the battery and the petrol engine. So you're paying a penalty for that in all sorts of ways, and also in terms of maintenance. So, you know, you really need to look very carefully as to whether or not they suit your lifestyle.
So you're not getting the sort of the tax breaks that you get if you buy a fully electric, if you're buying a plug-in.
No, you don't get any grants anymore. But interestingly, Claire, in terms of our climate targets, plug-in hybrids are still counted. So this year, when the climate target for 2025 of 195,000 electric cars was achieved, that actually includes plug-in hybrids in that total.
And are they popular? Are people still going for plug-in hybrids, or are EVs taking over in that space?
What's interesting, Claire, is they've actually become more popular, and they now make up about 15% of the new car market, whereas electric cars make up about 18%. So there isn't that much difference between them. What's also interesting is that as the battery range has become longer on them, so when they started out, they had about a 30-kilometre all-electric range. It now, in some of them, is up to about 100. People are obviously finding them a more attractive option, but they're actually less environmentally friendly in some ways because the battery is heavier. So therefore, if you're relying purely on the engine, the petrol engine, the penalty is even higher for those newer plug-in hybrids because they have these bigger batteries than they used to have.
All right, Geraldine, it's a bit of a minefield, isn't it? Thank you so much, Geraldine Herbert there from the Sunday Independent.